Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Marvel Stadium tonight, it is a big one. The Blues and the Saints, footy spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell, Skoda, have a listen to this, MG, Audi, BMW, Ford, Honda, Jaguar, Land Rover, Mini, Nissan, Peugeot, Renault, Skoda, Subaru, Volvo and V-Dub. That's what you can get your hands on at Rex Gorrell. So, footy spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell. And it's time to go, as I said, into the Carlton camp. Looking forward to this one with a local flavour to it. Obviously, a man who coached the Geelong Falcons and is known in the area. Prestige Jayco pre-match interviews. We're speaking about the development coach, Dan O'Keefe. Dan, thanks so much for your time. It's Darren Berry, Ben Casanelia, Mark Neild and Heath Buck upstairs. Thanks for your time.
No worries. How you going, guys?
We're going really well, a bit chilly. Now, are you down at Boundary Side? I'm just grabbing my binocular. Are you down at Boundary Side, or where do we catch you at the moment?
Yeah, no, that was me. I'm just on the field now. I was just practicing my golf swing then, so it's a nice deck out here.
I heard you're a pretty good golfer. Benny Cass said you didn't mind your golf. Is that right, Cass? He likes his golf just as we go off target early?
Yeah, I think he does. He's reasonably handy with his sticks, although probably doesn't get a lot of time to play anymore, Chuck.
Apparently, Barwon Valley's the place to go, Dan. That's where Benny Cass works. Let's get on to the footy because it is a big game tonight, Dan, for both clubs. I'm a Saint and the man doing stats is a Blue. We're both coming with expectations to win, as you guys obviously will be preparing to win, but it's been a nice little patch for the Blues.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I think even for the first couple of rounds, Richmond before the break and the first one back against Melbourne, we've been playing some good footy. So Teague hit the nail on the head earlier in the week about we just need the boys to believe in themselves, and I feel like that belief's coming a long way now. And I think going into round three, we were sitting third for quarters one, but actually haven't got the 4 points yet. So we knew we'd been playing good footy. It was just a matter of getting the job done over four quarters, and the Geelong game really helped that.
I've got that on my little record sheet here, stat sheet. The Blues have won 11 quarters this season, ranked only second behind Port Adelaide. So some really good signs for an emerging team. And just tell us a bit about your role, Dan. Obviously, we mentioned the Geelong Falcons, and you were coaching down there when Sam Walsh was around, I think, Grian Myers. But development coach now at the Blues, you spent some time at Geelong, I understand, at the VFL. Tell us what your day-to-day sort of operation is with the Blues at the minute.
Yeah, it's changed a fair bit since I started at the start of pre-season. But so now I've basically assumed coaching the reserve side.
It's
changing between, we've had 12v12 one week, we've had 16v16 against an opposition before as well. So it's evolving all the time. And the players have just got to adjust to that, and they're doing that really well. There's never been a complaint. We had a shortened ground the other day. We brought the wings in and had no wings that we played with. So it's been a very interesting concept, but it's working very well. Because I think these players really need that, not just physically to play against opposition, but even just mentally, so they can prove their case.
Doc, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. How did you approach it? I know it's been obviously disjointed with COVID, but you know, a young sort of coach like yourself who's making his way through the ranks, how did you approach the off-season in terms of just listening and learning at the AFL level?
Yeah, it's a great question. I actually had my ex-coach in the Geelong VFL when I played there a long time ago, Dale Amos. He's here too with us. And he gave me some advice. He said, don't think you have to do everything or feel like you have to know everything from the start, and you can just be a sponge and sit there and listen. And that was some really good advice. But I think now I've been here for about 8 months, and the coaching group here has just been excellent. It's been like you've known them for a long time, but actually it hasn't been that long. And they've been really warm and embracing me and just feeding me a lot of different information about our system, about the players, even just about how to coach. So, it's been a wonderful time.
Fantastic. I mean, obviously, one of the things that people from the outside looking in, they want to know about players and how they go about it and who does what. Who are a couple of players who you probably saw on the TV, had never met before, but you've gone into the environment now, you see them close up, you're working with them. Who are a couple of players at Carlton who stand out to you for how they go about it? It may be a profile player, it may be someone that we don't know a whole lot about.
Yeah, I mean, they're all so different. I think one that, I guess our two captains, that their leadership style is extremely different from each other, but I think they also both complement. They both prepare extremely well, but, you know, Cripper's very much in with his mindset and the psychological piece of it as well, which is I find really interesting. So we connect a lot on that. So That's been good. And Doc sort of, I guess, keeps to himself with his preparation, but is quite inspiring with the way he plays, but also his words out on the ground too. So there's a couple that are both going really well this year and a good leader of our club.
We're speaking with Dan O'Keefe, thanks to Prestige Joko, sponsoring our pre-match interviews. Mark Neal to fire the next question.
G'day, Dan. Thanks for joining us, and good luck this evening. Mate, I thought you summarised Carlton's season really well before. It's been really good to sit back and have a look, and I'm sure, you know, your heart might be going interesting over the last 3 weeks, given the close results. Can you give us a bit of an insight into, if you were playing under Teague, what does he value? How do you get a game? When you get it, how do you stay in the side?
Yeah, good question, Mark. I guess part of my philosophy as a coach at Geelong Falcons in TAC Cup is also, in a way, similar to what Teague is on. And that's, a lot of it's playing your strengths. So he's got the philosophy where really back in your strengths. We'll pick you in the senior side based on what you can do and what you can bring. I guess compared to the latter, where it's probably more of a negative mindset. So I think that empowers the players to be able to bring their best and always, I guess, bring their one wood to the game. And you know, that's something. If I was a player, I'd be focusing a lot on that, particularly come game day. And I think that's where the players are really reaping benefits.
Good. Thank you. Righto, back on tonight. We've seen the Saints play. They're playing a really, I suppose, at certain times, an attacking brand of footy, and in a time where people are lamenting the fact that teams aren't scoring that much.
Yeah.
What are you going to focus on tonight to get the job done?
I'm going to be really boring and cliche, but we have focused a lot about us this week. They've obviously had an injection of a lot of new players, and a lot of them are really exciting. Their run and attack is really great for them, and it works for them. And you're right, it is exciting to watch. So, but I guess, you know, we've shown the last couple of weeks that if we can get our contest work right, then, everything else can sort of fall into a place around that. So that's probably what our focus is on from the very start, is just getting our contest work.
Dan, it's Heath Buck here. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good luck with the boys. There's a few young guys just having a warm-up at the moment. He's gone now, but David Cunningham was outstanding last week. Probably had the breakout game that a lot of Carlton supporters were looking for from him. What makes him such an exciting prospect, his game in particular? You spoke about strengths before.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to that because he's probably one, from a consistency point of view, he's been working on a lot. So for him to just nail his strengths last week, which is what it was, he's a ball winner, he's creating the contest, but he's got some ultra speed too to break away from contest. So he showed all of that. He used the ball really well. So I guess when Dave Cunningham puts a complete game together, that's what it looks like. And his game last week was fantastic for him, even just for his confidence. But I still reckon he's got more gears to go. And I think that's the even more exciting thing with Dave. He's sort of quite an unassuming type of character. So I think, belief plays a big thing for him.
And you're working behind the scenes, obviously, with the boys who are not playing at the moment, are playing in the scratch match series, so to speak. And one player I'm interested in is Matthew Kennedy. Third year at the football club. Now, he probably be a little bit disappointed the fact that he's not playing, and, you know, third year at the club, he would have probably expected that he'd be a permanent fixture in his footy team. But I have noticed by your reports, mate, that he seems to be flying at the moment. Has there been a bit of a penny drop for him in regards to maybe times running out? Because he's the type of player that could be, you know, really beneficial for this team if he can get his act together.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure if it's a penny drop because I just honestly think he's come back with his running ability and turned the corner there. So he's a different type of player now. I guess the unfortunate circumstance for Matty is that the midfield group are going really well in the senior team. So sometimes it's just about patience as well, and that's what we've been talking about. His form is electric at the moment. If we had VFL, he's probably got 6 votes in the last 2 rounds against good opposition. So, you know, his time will come, and I reckon he's the type of character that when he gets his opportunity, it'd be hard to take out.
Doc, are you still living in Geelong, or what have you done with the living arrangements? You're trundling up and down the highway?
Yeah, I couldn't leave Bowen Valley Golf Course, mate, so I had to stay pretty close to there.
We
live in Armstrong Creek, so I enjoy the drive up. It's a relaxing time for me.
Have you been able to get out and enjoy a few hits at the Royal Bowen Valley, or have you just too much work going on?
It's a bit of work going on, but it's also a bit of the restrictions that we're under at the moment, mate. So we hadn't been able to have a hit for quite a while. We can play with our own teammates or our housemates. My wife isn't a good golfer. She doesn't like it, so I probably won't play with her. But, it's been a little bit tough to be able to get out there. So you never know. If we get to Hubs, we might pack the sticks.
Dan, last one from us up here, and nothing related to the game, but probably significant. How many players have been affected at Carlton with this having to, you know, move out, pack your bags last night and find some new residents? Do you know roughly how many had to move out?
Yeah, it's all happened pretty quickly. I think we've had three. So,
three.
I'm pretty sure that's correct. But, it is what it is. I think the beauty of most players, if I speak on behalf of the Carlton boys here, everyone's got an amazing attitude. It's an attitude that's just about getting the job done. Like, we understand that we've got a commitment to, I guess, the footy community, and for us to keep the industry going, we just got to do what's required. And for whether it be staff or players, this week on Monday we had a quick turnaround and a Zoom call from Teague and said we've got to play Thursday night when we're preparing for a Saturday one. So, and no one complained. In fact, they sat up a bit taller on their chairs and sort of started to get ready mentally, which is great. So that's just, it's all part of it at the moment, I think.
Absolutely. We're changing times for all of us, for everyone, and none more so down there at AFL level. We wish you all the best tonight. I won't wish you all that much because I'm Saints man. But thanks for joining us, mate, on K-Rock Footy, and we'll watch with interest your development.
Good on you guys. Thanks, Dave.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.